Wir alle wissen, dass Bewegung sehr wichtig ist. Für Selbstbewusstsein bis Achtsamkeit. Das ist der Grund, warum sich Elle und Nike auch für die dritte Staffel von Why I Move zusammengetan haben. Ein Podcast rund um das Thema Frauen, Wellness und natürlich Bewegung. Also gönnen Sie sich eine Pause, atmen Sie tief ein und hören Sie Why I Move.
Hi, my name is BJ Berry, and welcome to 100 Music Legends, with the stories of the 100 most important songs that you most definitely should know. Today we feature Cyndi Lauper, Time After Time. If you love, you can look and you will find me. Time after time. If you fall, I will catch you, I'll be waiting. A song that definitely surprised her pop audience in the middle of the 1980s. They were used to something louder from Cyndi Lauper, for example, her signature song, Girls Just Wanna Have Fun. Oh, girls just wanna have fun. That song was and still is the hit at all bachelorette parties. And above all, everyone talks about her colorful and wild hair. Like rock star colleague Todd Rundgren, who once asked Cyndi at a joint event, "Hey Cyndi, only got money for half a haircut? Haha, laugh all you want, but Time After Time represents the entry of an exceptional artist into the field of timeless classics. And the song has been ennobled in various ways over the years. According to Cyndi Lauper, writing lyrics is more like collecting everyday things. She simply listens and collects what everyone else around her is saying. And sometimes a TV guide or program magazine has to serve. Like, for example, with this world hit. Together with Hooters bassist Robert Hyman, she had written this hit in the studio and needed a title for it. Songs do need titles, you know. And so she looked at a TV guide, or a program guide as they're also known, and found the announcement for a science fiction movie from 1979. It was called Time After Time. And somehow, it just fit. So Cyndi Lauper had her title, and afterwards Cyndi Lauper had her first number one hit on the U.S. charts. And from that moment on, she was like the biggest star on earth. But she didn't want anything to do with that. All she wanted was to do something good.
I wanted to do something positive.
What she wanted to do first and foremost was be an artist. And she also wanted to be the composer of her own songs. But up until then, it had been a long haul. Cyndi was from an Italian Brooklyn family who moved to Queens when her father left the family. She chose a complicated path from the very beginning, which meant a lot of peculiarity, but also a lot of resistance from the outside. From an early age, Cyndi was the nerd who didn't do what was expected of her. The only way to get recognition was to sing. This little girl was blessed with a big voice, and boy, did she ever use it. She was very successful at it with the rock and roll band Blue Angel. They also got a record deal, but that somehow went nowhere. So her manager and life partner got her a solo deal, a solo contract. But everyone wanted only one thing, Cyndi's big voice. They even asked her to sound a bit more like Debbie Harry from the group Blondie. But she didn't want that. Cyndi said if the cover said Cyndi, then Cyndi should be on it. But the record company had other plans for how this career should start. On one side, you had the so-called staff writers and producers, or the guys who were employed by the record label who were responsible for the end product. And on the other, you had Cyndi, who understood herself as an artist and wanted to have as much to say as possible. With a lot of effort, she was able to get some of her song ideas through, but they were again revised by label executives, and then an album was finally finished. But according to all involved, the album could use another song, and that was exactly the situation Cyndi Lauper had been waiting for, a chance to slip through one of her own songs. So she sat down with her staff producer and started to collect the everyday things that they were both so busy with. He was in a fragile relationship, and she was in a complicated one where her job and heart competed with each other. Her manager was also her boyfriend. And the end result was a piece of fragile music that fortunately did not slip the attention of those record company pros. The goal was to finish yet another song for the album, right? That's why, according to the producer, Time After Time didn't go through the usual demo, then proper recording cycle. The recording that we know is and was the very first take. It was very raw. And the final version is that take, the demo. Therefore, it's extremely authentic. And after the first two singles, Time After Time was the third single from the album She's So Unusual. It was Lauper's debut album, and it was her first number one. Everything about the song was Cindy from beginning to end. Still, to this day, Cindy Lauper is an artist who always takes up the fight to do exactly her thing. And if that also means that she says goodbye to show business for a few years, as she herself says, if that's the way, then that's my way. In the video of her first number one hit, you can also see her boyfriend and real boyfriend, manager at the time, in the role of, yes, her boyfriend. She even goes to bed with him in the video. And also her mother is in the video, and she plays the role of, who else? Mom. And she cleans away through the video with a vacuum cleaner. As said, Cindy Lauper is always about authenticity. So it all seemed to have worked out well. Time After Time wasn't just a hit for Cindy alone. You'll find dozens of versions of this song, but also some very special ones. For example, Willie Nelson, the godfather of country music, recorded the song for his album The Great Divide in 2002. If you're lost, you can look. You will find me time after time. If you fall, I will catch you. I'll be waiting time after time. And then, by True Nobility, the great Miles Davis recorded this song. His biographer, George Cole, writes about it, in fact. Miles has always played popular numbers. In the past, things like My Funny Valentine or If I Were a Bell were always part of his repertoire. And when Miles heard the Cindy Lauper track, he immediately fell in love with the melody. In fact, Miles Davis played the song in almost all of his concerts from 1984 until shortly before his death in 1991. For Cindy Lauper herself, that was always the best cover version of her number one hit. Cindy said, it's Miles. Wow. That's mind-blowing. She herself recorded the song for a children's animated film in an acoustic unplugged version. Not a bad way to interpret her own song. The next time that you may be going through some of your own relationship issues, and one thing's for sure, there will be a next time, give Cindy Lauper a listen. There's simply something very special about the song Time After Time. You've been listening to 100 Music Legends. Before we let you go, we'd like to remind you to subscribe to this podcast. Check out our playlist on Apple Music and Spotify. And while you're there, make a song suggestion. Go to 100greatsongs.com. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you the next time.
Wir alle wissen, dass Bewegung sehr wichtig ist. Für Selbstbewusstsein bis Achtsamkeit. Das ist der Grund, warum sich Elle und Nike auch für die dritte Staffel von Why I Move zusammengetan haben. Ein Podcast rund um das Thema Frauen, Wellness und natürlich Bewegung. Also gönnen Sie sich eine Pause, atmen Sie tief ein und hören Sie Why I Move.